Welcome to Whiskey Cask, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 144 from May 10th, 2008, on location at the Spirit of Toronto Festival in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's the second year for the springtime version of the Spirit of Toronto Festival after being held in the fall in past years. Organizer Joanna Ngo says the moves worked out for the best.
I don't know. People's attitude seems to be different. Maybe it's coming out of a long, cold winter. People seem to be in a much more festive mood. They're anxious to get out of the house, anxious to sort of celebrate. I guess we think of whiskey as being a fall, winter, cold weather kind of drink, but I think this is proven really wrong. I don't know. The whiskey, the jazz, the weather, the ambiance, it seems to all go together. We're really happy to be in the spring right now, and you know, Roy Thompson Hall is a beautiful venue, and it really shows off well where it's lit like this until probably about 9 o'clock.
And the festival seems to be getting bigger each year.
Yeah, definitely. I think this year we did the right move by letting people reserve their master classes ahead of time. That's probably one of the most popular parts of the show. And in the first couple of days, about five of them were sold out completely. And ticket sales were really strong, and they've only picked up since. I think a lot of people got word of mouth from their friends who were coming, and it's just grown. So I think we're probably about 30% ahead this year.
What's the plan for next year?
I think just keep building on our strengths right now. Definitely the master classes, like I said. We're always looking for new themes, new whiskeys to bring in. In a place like Ontario where it is regulated, the important thing is to be able to try a product that you haven't tried before, and you probably won't get the chance to. So Springbank was very gracious in allowing us to do a tasting here, which they don't normally do, but they allowed us to do a full Springbank tasting, including a cast sample of Kilcarran. So, thank you, Peter Curry. They trusted me not to put that bottle up on eBay, which I haven't. People were pretty happy. I'm really pleased about the fact that Maxim chose this event to launch the 40-year-old Highland Park. People were really excited to have that opportunity. And I think word gets around from there. So being able to do more events, more master classes like that, that's sort of what we've got our eye out on. I'd like to bring more independents into the event as well, too, having tables. But again, that's got to do with market conditions and whether or not they can get their product into the LCBO.
In the news, the long-awaited Highland Park 40-year-old made its public debut here in Toronto. Chris Spalding of Maxim Brands says one of the first bottles of the Highland Park 40 arrived in Toronto just hours before the festival started.
Never had a wide audience of consumers taste this, and in fact, of our team here, I think only the three of us tasted it ourselves, so we're pretty excited.
What did it take to get this bottle here in time for tonight?
Maybe a lot of aggravation on the part of the Scotland team of us calling them and hassling them. But, we had an opportunity a year and a half ago now to actually sample this in the lab. And we were in the first 10 people in the world to taste it. And we just got so excited about this product. We just pushed them and pushed them and pushed them and hoped they could get it here for us. And what a great event and what a great venue to have it kicked off.
And it's completely unusual that this is debuting in Canada instead of in Scotland or any place else. Spirit of Toronto got it first.
Well, you say that, but if you do a little bit more digging at it, there's something pretty interesting about Highland Park in Canada. Canada is, in fact, the third largest market for Highland Park in the world, and actually the second largest export market. So while we can't flex our muscles that often, we try to do it for this product. We're really keen on this, and so is the consumer.
So you've tasted this. What's it like?
It's magic in the mouth. I can't say much more. I'm Highland Park 18-year-old would be my favorite whiskey aside from this until I tasted this. This is just, there's so much more to it. There's that level of sophistication when something sits in wood that much longer. And things can happen. It can go ways you don't want it to go. But I think Max McFarlane, the master blender for this, has done a great job of cask selection.
I had the chance to try the Highland Park 40. While many 40-year-olds tend to suffer from too much time in the cask, this one is as vibrant as whiskeys many years younger. The price tag, about $2,000. In the last episode, I mentioned John Hall of Kittling Ridge Distillery's plans for a new expression of his award-winning 40 Creek Canadian whiskey. I caught up with John here in Toronto and got the details.
This one is a rather interesting whiskey because I've always been very fond of first-run bourbon barrels, but they're very difficult to get because usually most of the Scotch whiskey makers gobble them up. But I was very fortunate about a year and a half ago to get some very nice first-choice, first-run bourbon barrels. excited about that. So what I decided to do was to take my aged 40 Creek whiskeys, my rye, my malted barley, and my corn whiskeys, and when I brought them together as a maritage, rather than putting them in sherry casks, I took the blend and put it into the first run oak bourbon barrels. So it's almost like a bourbon, rounded off in bourbon. And the whiskeys get to hang together for a while. So it's been in there for about a year and a half, and it's ready. So I'm going to bottle it in June, and then it'll be released in September. There's about 10,000 barrels, or 10,000 bottles, sorry.
And this differs from your normal practice of putting the three whiskeys together and then putting them in sherry wood, right?
Exactly. That's the difference. And they have been aged longer in the bourbon wood. And what it's done, from what I've tasted so far, is that it's just enhanced all of the flavors that I've already achieved. It actually complements the flavors that were there. And the first run bourbon barrels were excellent barrels to use because I always use new barrels when I begin aging the 40 Creek whiskeys. And I wanted to enhance and complement the flavors that I've already achieved in my aged whiskeys. By using a first run bourbon barrel, all of the fresh, harsh oak tannins have already been released. That's gone into the bourbon. And so what I get, what's left over, is all the really good stuff, the soft oak tannins, the deep vanillas, the heavy char provides a little bit more caramelization and caramelized sweetness. So I think this is going to be very nice, finished off in bourbon wood.
And again, it's available in September.
It will be available in September. It's only available in North America. There's about 10,000 bottles being produced. About 5,000 will go into the U.S. and 5,000 will be available in Canada.
You'll find a link to the 40 Creek website at the WhiskeyCast website. In other news from the week, the Spirit of Speyside Festival will be extended next year. Organizers plan to stretch the festival to 10 days instead of the current 5. Also in Speyside, the Balvenie has issued a new 12-year-old release. It honors veteran malt master David Stewart and his 45 years in the business. Checking the calendar of events now, brought to you by Laphroaig. The Kieler Whiskey Fair is this coming weekend, the 17th and 18th of May in Kiel, Germany. The London International Wine and Spirits Festival is May 20th through the 22nd in London. Fays Eel, the Isle Festival of Malt and Music, starts May 24th and runs through June 1st. And the Loch Lomond Food and Drink Festival starts May 31st in Loch Lomond Shores in Scotland. Finally, June 2nd, the summer session of the Springbank Whiskey School starts up in Campbelltown. It's the first of several week-long sessions this summer. That's all for this special episode of Whiskey Cast, coming to you from the Spirit of Toronto Festival in Toronto. Thanks to Joanna Ingo and the festival organizers for all their help this week. I'll be back next week in the charming yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2008. I'm Mark Gillespie in Toronto and reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.